This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is our first full day on scene. Our investigative team will be on scene as long as it takes in order to obtain all of the perishable evidence and all of the fact-finding that is needed to bring us to a conclusion of probable cause. Our mission is to understand not just what happened, but why it happened, and to recommend changes to prevent it from happening again. Since we're just beginning our investigation, we don't have a great deal of information to share right now. We will keep you informed by giving regular updates as we learn more. Our intention is to have a preliminary report within 30 days, and the final report will be issued once we've completed all of our fact-finding and investigation. Now, we will not be determining the probable cause of the accident while we are here on scene, nor will we speculate about what may have caused this accident. Today, we will be going and having an organizational meeting and establishing our parties to our investigation. We currently have the following parties that are already identified: PSA Airlines, GE Aerospace, Sikorsky, FAA, NACTA, which represents the air traffic controllers, ALPA, which represents the pilots, Army, AFA, which represents the flight attendants. The Transportation Safety Board of Canada will be an accredited representative under Annex 13 of ICAO. They will be supplemented by MHIRG as a technical advisor. They were previously known as Bombardier. The NTSB offers this party status to those companies, government agencies, and associations that have employees, activities, or equipment involved in the accident. We offer that because they will provide technical expertise and relevant information supporting the development of the best possible factual record. Once they join this investigation, they are not permitted to release documents or talk publicly about the investigation without the consent of the NTSB. So I want to stress this. It is only the NTSB that will provide information related to this investigation, with one exception, regarding the fatalities that occurred. That notification will be handled by the DC medical examiner. We will not be discussing fatalities or names. That will be handled by them as the proper authority. So we want to talk a little bit about our process. We will analyze the facts and determine the probable cause of the accident and then issue a report of those determinations. I also want to talk a little bit about some additional people that are here with us, and they're very important to us, and that is our family assistance group. Later today, we will be briefing the families. We normally try to do this before a media event, but in this case, they're still arriving. Our family assistance specialists are already working closely with local officials and others to help assist them in their efforts to support everyone that's affected by this accident. And let me just reiterate what the chair said. A loss of life in an aviation accident is very unusual in the United States. And our heartfelt sorrow goes out to everyone that's affected. It affects us, affects everyone around us. There are a lot of people hurting today. We will help find out what happened. We will do it factually, and we will do it accurately. As part of this, we are going to be standing up some specific working groups. Those working groups will be operations. They will be looking at the history of the accident flight and crew members' duties for as many days before the crash as appears relevant. We'll be forming a structures group, which will be the documentation of the airframe wreckage and the accident scene, including calculation of impact angles to help determine the plane's pre-impact course and altitude. We'll have a power plants group. They will do the examination of the engines and the engine accessories. We'll have a systems group. They will study the components of the plane's hydraulic, electrical, pneumatic, and associated systems, together with the instruments and elements of the flight control system. We'll have an air traffic control group. They will do reconstruction and review of air traffic control systems provided to and including acquisition of pertinent flight track surveillance information, what you might typically think of as radar or ADS-B, along with controller-pilot communications. We will also have a survival factors group. They will be doing the documentation of impact, forces and injuries, community emergency planning, and all crash and fire rescue efforts. Also, due to the unique nature of this crash, we will be having a helicopter group as well. Lastly, we will have a human performance group, and this will not be its own group. It will actually be a part of the operations, air traffic control, and helicopter groups. They will study the crew performance and all before the accident factors that might be involved in human error, including fatigue, medication, medical histories, training, workload, equipment design, and work environment.